Millet's skill as a draftsman is clear from this drawing depicting the flight into Egypt. This religious image has been transformed into something of a contemporary genre scene, with peasants departing the fields at twilight, similar to many of Millet's other works from this time. This in itself made the work innovative, but Millet's radicalism comes through in his modern treatment of the forms and space. By building up pigment in certain areas while allowing the bare paper to show through in others, Millet created an array of black, white, and gray tonalities in the figures, field, water, and sky. He built up the figures in the foreground using dense cross-hatching marks. Placing these darkened figures against the lighter background, the figures themselves become more like simplified flattened silhouettes. While many critics during Millet's lifetime criticized him for his simplification of forms, this technique was actually celebrated by numerous artists in the late 1800s. One successor to Millet's drawing style in the 1880s was Georges Seurat, who not only often used the same medium as the older artist, but also chose to emphasize flat, simplified forms. His drawing, Peasants, derives from Millet in terms of subject matter, representing two peasants at work in the field. Also like Millet, he played up the contrasts of light and dark by building up pigment to form silhouettes, such as the peasant on the right, while also using the surface of the paper to create areas of light. Now Sophie will talk more about the media used in these two drawings.
Both The Flight into Egypt by Millet and Peasants by Georges Seurat were executed with black media on paper. These types of drawing materials become more difficult to identify in the 19th century. Since the 15th century, charcoal and natural black chalk had prevailed. Charcoal was produced by burning vines or twigs of wood in an oxygen-free environment. Black chalk, on the other hand, is a mined material naturally rich in carbon. During the Napoleonic Wars, from 1803 until 1815, natural black chalk supplies were scarce in France. This gave the French painter and scientist Nicolas-Jacques Conté an idea. He had already invented graphite pencils in 1795 by combining graphite powder with white clay and baking it, before inserting it in a wood casing. Conté then decided to repeat the same process for black chalk by combining white clay with carbon from burning oils, resins, and tar. Cooked at low temperatures, this gave the drawing material a certain softness, and thus the Conté crayon was born. The richness of the black made it especially popular amongst artists such as Millet and Seurat. Millet used an array of techniques in The Flight into Egypt. He combined the use of black ink in order to draw precise lines with Conté crayon to achieve atmospheric effects. Seurat, on the other hand, used exclusively Conté crayon for his dark drawings, called noir in French. By modulating the pressure of the crayon, Seurat could shape figures by achieving deep blacks or let the paper's surface peek through. Seurat is also well known for exclusively using a particular paper for his Conté drawings, le papier Michelet. Michelet paper was handmade in the small village of Saint-Mars-la-Bière, in northeast France. Seurat used it exclusively because it was much cheaper than other varieties of lead paper and had an identical texture. The artist would always divide a whole sheet of Michelet paper into four smaller pieces. Like the drawing here, most of Seurat's black drawings have irregular borders and identical dimensions, usually 12 1/4 by 9 1/2 inches.